Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well With Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. Today we've got Daljeet Siddhas. He is from the Gurudwara Sri Galjia Shahid Takanini and Otahuhu Sikh Temple. And today we're just going to talk about some of the community services that they have been providing and that they had provided throughout Alert Level 4 and 3. And it's a great opportunity to hear about what's happening at the Sikh temple and just to know the people that came to Sikh services from the Sikh temple. Daljeet Sachi Akal, and welcome to Well With Anahila.
Sachi Akal and Taura, and good afternoon to everyone.
Yes, good afternoon. Well, we've heard about the program that's run from the temple, and I thought that it would be a good opportunity to have you on the program so we can hear about the good work that's happening at the temple. Now, tell us about what happened during Alert Level 4 and the food parcels that was provided to the community.
Certainly, the basic principles of the Sikhism to share the foods with others. And while we're doing that from many years in every Gurdwara around in New Zealand, many people are always taking advantage from there. However, due to COVID, everything was locked down and the cooking meal was actually banned. So we thought, why not we can helping people with the basic essential items they're using everyday life, like bread, milk, and fresh fruit and vegetables. And we start with 50 parcels very first day after the lockdown start, and 100 pupils actually attended. So we actually put the post for the community to come forward to help. And some Sikh growers from Tipuki starts to sending like a 5 tons kiwi fruit every week, and same we have Sikh growers from Hawke's Bay. They start actually to sending apples 5 tons every week from Hawke's Bay, and we have Sikh growers in Pikui. They start to send 1/2 ton of vegetables, eggplants, and cucumbers, and that many items we start to getting in the temple. So then we decided to see that how many pupils are in need. Start from 50, and we were very surprised that the needs actually during the lockdown, and about 1600 cars means about more than 6000 pupils we feed start a day, and it's in single day we went up to 1500 to 1600 parcels a day from Takanin Gurdwara.
Oh, that's fantastic. So this is the principle of Sikhism, to share the food with others. So all the Sikh farmers around around the motu, around New Zealand, had donated food to the temple. Is it, so that's interesting to know that happened. So, and you did say that for several years you've been providing food at the temple. Can you tell us about how do people know, how did people know to come to the temple?
Like the Gurdwaras actually have 4 doors, and it means people from any religion, any caste, from any side, they can always welcome in the Gurdwara, and there's no question can be asked which religion you belong to or which ethnicity you belong to or gender. So I must actually mention here, those people actually start to contribute with the foods. They all were one day was not essential workers in New Zealand. They all came on a temporary visas. Once they got residence, they got established, they actually made their own orchards, farms, and now are well established and helping others to feed. So the Gurdwara, where actually we have a lot of community bridges, not many people attending from other communities, but when COVID started, we can see that the we are able to deliver the message to wider community that the Gurdwaras is not only particular for any particular community. It's open for everyone. And that message actually gone very wider. So people start to come without any hesitations. And I can say that 90% needy families who are actually our wider New Zealanders. And when actually it's gone it's wider. Then we thought, why not we can start in Hastings, Wellington, Christchurch, and other part of areas as well. So then we actually start to ask every Gurdwara to start
the food passing. Oh.
Yep. And they all actually open their doors. So we can say that it's a thousand and thousands food parcels were delivered during this COVID time. And Takaneni Gurdwara itself actually delivered 30,000 food parcels.
30,000 food parcels throughout the lockdown period.
Yeah, it means it's about 120,000 pupils at least fed by Takaneni Gurdwara. And the more important part, people really love it to have a fresh, like it, 2 liter milk, bread, fresh food, especially kiwi fruit, apples, bananas, and vegetables like cucumbers and eggplants, potatoes, onions. These kind of help will be given. And proudly, I can say that this is the first time in New Zealand we reached to Maori leadership in Naruwaia. And 640 pupils actually took the food parcels in Naruwaia and 600 in Huntly. And we are very become friendly and close to each other, and all gaps are filled. And there is a COVID actually come as a bridge between the communities to getting together to bring on a platform where they can be known to each other, and we can be a friend for longer term in New Zealand.
Oh, thank you. That sounds fantastic. So with the goodwill of the Sikh community donating the food, did you receive any help from any other places, or just donations from the Sikh community?
We got actually approached by the, because we're working very closely with the civil defense from years. The reason was that because Takaneni Gurdwara have more than 500 car parks, we have 2 water bores and treatment plant where we bring on water. We are on the solar and on power. So the Auckland emergency was also deciding to taking us as a community hub, because in case of emergency, it can be for a community. So that was the reason we were already in touch with the Ministry of Business, the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs, and Civil Defense, and Auckland Emergency. So they offered us actually to reimburse all the cost for the food, but the community rejected this offer very politely and respectfully, because in our religion, you... when communities contributed, you can't get a grant for the food. So it's all actually run through the community. And we just putting actually on the Facebook or WhatsApp message that anybody want to take a contribution, to make a contribution for, we buying 1,600 milk 2-liter bottles every day. So we asking that people to come and contribute. So some family said we will take 500. Some other family said, okay, we will take 300 bottles. So it's all gone day earlier when we set up for the day, any day for in Takaneni Gurdwara. So community is very helpful in this particular cause and helping a lot. And we did not need to buy anything from anyone or to take any grant. So it's run through the community.
Oh, that's fantastic. So the 30,000 food parcels were purely from donations from the community.
Absolutely.
Oh,
and,
that's,
And the big, after this, since we came actually in lockdown too now, so we decided actually to, because we already feed people now, so people start their jobs. So now we're helping people to having, helping with blankets, which is like those families in need now. So we're buying about $65,000 worth of blankets, brand new blankets. And already posted on the in the newspaper that a community to come forward to help us to buying that blankets. And so far 700 blankets already reached Takaneni Gurdwara. And so we already given 50 to Naruwaia Maori leadership, and we will distribute these blankets in probably 2 weeks' time from Takanyani Gurdwara, and all needy peoples who those needed a brand-new blankets can approach for blanket as well.
Oh, do let me know so I can come around and volunteer in giving out the blankets. So, Daljeet, most of us listening have probably very little experience knowing about the Sikh community. Can you educate us on what does a Gurdwara do?
Gurdwara actually means that place where the flag is very high. It means people in need. It's not only for food. If they need anything, they knew that from far away that this is the place where they can reach and get the assistance.
That's so it's like a landmark. So it's a landmark of hope.
Yeah. That's right. And 24 hours kitchen has to be run through the Gurdwara. Means people anytime can come and we have to feed them regardless, and there is no question that which community they belong to. We're not actually here to convert people. We are here to convert people into humanity. And the food is running. We're feeding about 5,000 people every week since 1982 that the Gurdwara, very first Gurdwara actually in Otahu, and then 15 years ago we have a big one in Takaneni. So the Gurdwara means they're feeding 7 days, 24 hours to needy people, and whatever assistance they need, anyone can come and approach them, and they are happy to assist.
Okay, so let's say, Daljeet, I'm listening to our conversation on the radio or on Facebook. How do I get in touch with the... Do people just turn up at the temple, or do they ring anyone? How do they make contact to ask for help?
All they need just to come and don't need to make any appointments. It's Gurdwara is always open at 4 o'clock early in the morning, because the very first prayer at 4 o'clock. And the volunteer ladies group who are actually... arrived there about 4:30. They cook the meal for 2,000 people by 9 o'clock. So there are 40 of them together, and they are all volunteers since actually the Gurdwara in operation. So then the other volunteers come to make like a curry and other stuff to get the food ready. So by 9 o'clock we have food ready, and we feed Sunday about 2,000 to 3,000 people, Monday to Friday about 200 to 400, and Saturday about 1,000 to 1,500 people.
Oh, 1,000 to 1,500. So most people would come in the weekend. Let's just say if I'm a bit shy, I'm wanting to. I've heard about the good work that the temple have done, and I'm still a bit shy. Well, what would your recommendation for people in the community?
Yes, there is many different community people already actually attending. But when someone is shy and want actually to someone to explain him in properly, so it's best when they arrive in the Gurdwara, just come straight to the office, and someone will guide them, and they will take to show them that how the operation actually it's happening in the Gurdwara, and what the protocol are very simple and easy. To when you arriving in the worship place or in the dining room, you have to be take your shoes off and cover your head. So in respect to the religious place, recently that the organization also set up 7 sports field back at the Gurdwara, which is a FIFA approved soccer field, which is very unique field. Also volleyball, basketball, netball, running tracks, and 2 cricket pitches for training. And it's cost about nearly $3 to $4 million dollars, and it's open for going to be open for a wider community to use, especially for local schools to use that sports field. So Gurdwara is a very unique place where actually everyone is welcome.
Yes, I know that the temple was about to have an opening until COVID-19 came. Is it the temple in Takaneni? What's your hope for the community? So now you've now you've engaged with the community since 1982, and because of COVID 19, you've become more engaged with the wider community. What's your hope for the community of wherever our Gurdwara is? Is it?
Yeah, it's Gurdwara is the place where actually everybody had a positive hope. So in Hinduism, that every person who is actually earning have to be spend 10% of his or her income for a good deed. It's not for the Gurdwara. You can use that 10% to help anyone who actually in need. So when we start to writing a list of volunteers in the COVID, we have 500 pupils came as a volunteer to put their name forward. So we used about 180 altogether for the operations, and while they meeting all the guidelines as well. So we're making sure that everybody is fully aware that what they need to do during that. And and at this stage, since the Gurdwara is locked down, it's everything on live. So while we're helping others, I think pretty sure that country soon be on level one, and then community will start to getting together again. And the main thing is the opening of the sports project, which was due and has to be cancelled only 3 days before it was happening. And it's actually big loss as well, where actually about 200 athletes and other pupils were coming from overseas, and most of them already buy the tickets, air tickets, and some of them already arrived in the country as well. And the Honorable Prime Minister was due to attend the event to make an official opening for the sports project. So everything put on hold. So hope for the good, and shortly we will be announced the new dates, and we'll invite all the wider community to come together.
Oh, thank you, Daljeet. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Well with Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. Today we're having a conversation with Daljeet Siddhas from the Gurdwara Temple in Takanini in Otahuhu, just talking about what the temple provides, and educating us in Sikhism. And it's interesting to find out today from Daljeet that they've fed about 120,000 people, providing 30,000 food parcels, and this has all come from donations, and that it's good to share that with everyone in the community, because sometimes we are not aware what's around us. Last week I interviewed Inspector Joe Tipini and Mel Tipini and the team from MDCAT. So I'm just going to ask Daljeet what was his role in that team, and how did he find it? Daljeet, so I hear that you were part of MDCAT in Papakura during Elite Level 4 and 3.
Yes, that's right. There's many organizations which representing a community. We came together, we helping each other. Like Methodist Church and many other places where actually they comes to us for food parcels. We always helping them to so they can reach out to the community through their organization. So we helping together each other with the many organization. I think it's about more than nearly two dozens of organizations together during this lockdown helping each other, especially some of the isolated areas in local towns, suburbs, where actually community leaders from the different communities come to us and said they need this help, and we're trying to make everyone is happy and one is needy to have whatever they needed. So as I said, that while we have a COVID-19, there is a big loss, but otherwise, there is a, we can say that this is the time when actually the we're filling the bridges between the community. So there are a lot of organizations who are start to knowing each other and helping each other now.
Okay. So before COVID-19, most people didn't really know each other, but during COVID-19, the team was, community people came together, and now you have, you know each other and have a good relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. We really looking forward to make this relationship forever, and we continue to having a dialogue with each other organizations. Those are not only in Papakura Takaneni area. There is a lot of organizations who are approaching from outside Oakland, and also working with them now.
Okay. I'll definitely need to come around next week just to see you and see the temple and see how I can help. But the World with Anahila is about well-being. So we've talked about how you've provided much-needed services in the community. Now it's my turn to ask you, how do you keep well?
Okay, in the Gurdwara, it's about 11 acres of land. It's about a 1 kilometer diameter car park. There, since that the car park was built, we have very secure, high, solid concrete fence. So everyone feel very secure. So you will see when you come in the morning and evening, especially people from all communities, not only for Punjabi or Sikh community, there is other community people coming as well, and they start to walk through that 1 kilometer diameter, especially old ladies and men. Those are fearing their safety before not to walk outside from their home. Now they're actually coming to the Gurdwara to the walking. So it was good for us well during this time that it I never actually been that much walk since we done actually in COVID-19 that we do every day. There is a group of people who joined us now. So we having at least 5 rounds, 1 kilometer diameter to every day to have a walk during this lockdown. And then we start filling bags and making food bags ready.
Oh, right. Yeah. So it's, it provided a place for everyone to have more exercise than you did before. So you would come together and walk and then start packing the food.
Yes, that's right.
All right. So in Alert Level 2 and 1, you talked about providing cooked food. When will that start?
We're waiting for the Honourable Prime Minister's announcement today that if they relax, some more people to get together. So we soon we actually hear that it's the restrictions are now the 100 or 500, whatever that comes to. It will making a lot of impact to our religious organizations, and we will start to our kitchen, which is actually locked down from last 2 months, to start operation, and then we will all the volunteers will come to preparing the cooked meal, and that will be more easier us to serve to the wider community with cooking meal now on. And we also order a small truck, which actually we will load every week, and we going to have a 3 bases in Oakland where we going to provide a food on permanent basis to cooked meal to all wider community.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, talking about the Prime Minister, as you know, I'm a Member of Parliament. Just be interesting to hear from you, Daljeet. What do you think of how the Prime Minister has handled or led the country throughout our fight against COVID-19?
Absolutely. We are very happy. And not only the worldwide, everybody has acknowledged that what the government held handling the COVID-19 and we are really pleased and that we have a good leader who actually lead us during this time. And we are, and many people actually, even the ministry actually sending us the survey that how our pupils are feeling that the Gurdwaras and religious places are actually closed. And so what are they saying and how we feeling about it? And we always saying that the health is a priority to our for us, for our community, and so we absolutely supporting the move. And but now since we are out of the COVID, so we will be, I think, the first country in the world to start as normal all the operations, and we will be pretty safe and We will really thank once again for the government, what they have done through the COVID-19 and full support that on behalf of the community, the way actually it was handled.
Thank you, Daljeet. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you and everybody at the temple for the much needed work that you've provided. Throughout the community, I've had people calling me to share with me their experience and coming to the temple, that they didn't know that the temple was a place where they could go and get help, and especially with the food parcel. So they are really appreciative of the services that you provide at the temple. And I just want to let you know that in my office, we've had people who called me and asked me to send you a letter to say thank you to everybody at the temple for providing the food parcels in the community. So I'd like to say thank you. Thank you very much. And I look forward to coming to probably, I'll see if I can catch some of your exercise routine. If not, I'll come and help out at the temple. But we've got 1 minute left, Daljeet. What would you like to say, share with our listeners listening today?
I can say that being New Zealander, we are very pleased that we are able to help our wider community during the COVID-19. And we inviting you to please come, and we definitely are happy to show you. And thanks very much that you acknowledge that the work was taken by the Gurdwara during this time.
Yes.
And we are very pleased that being a member of parliament, you acknowledging that people are appreciate. This is the first time.
Very much.
This is the first time I can say that when wider thousand members are sending a very positive message and comments on the Facebook posts. And this is actually, it's our strength to keep doing good work. So thank you once again. On the top of the community.
Oh, thank you very much. And yeah, everyone, that was Daljeet Siddharth from the Gurdwara in Takanini. Just want to, on behalf of all of us, send the temple a big, massive thank you very much. It warms our heart that we know that when people are in need, there's a place to go to, regardless of who you are and what your beliefs are. So that was Well with Anahila today. We've been at the Sikh temple in Takanini, having a kōrero with Daljeet Siddharth. He educated us on information about the temple that we didn't know. So I would highly recommend that if you're out there in the community and you see a Gurdwara, drop by and just have a conversation just to add to our knowledge. Because you know what? He waka eke noa, we are all in this together. That was Well with Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. I'll see you next time. Ka kite anō.